Norway remains committed to the objective of a world without nuclear weapons. An effective, well-functioning non-proliferation regime is crucial for achieving this end. A credible and robust non-proliferation regime will also facilitate peaceful use of nuclear technology. Norway agrees with the working paper submitted by the Vienna Group of 10. The NPT forms the backbone of the global non-proliferation regime, and its implementation is under pressure. The NPT regime is not immune to tensions in the broader security landscape. Current outstanding proliferation concerns urgently need to be resolved. The DPRK's nuclear and missile program remains a serious challenge. The JCPOA has demonstrated that diplomacy can work, but its future is uncertain, and the agreement needs our support. It is vital to preserve and consolidate the regime that already is in place. It can be argued that the NPT has not delivered equally on all three pillars during its almost 50 years of existence. Nevertheless, without the NPT, more states would probably have developed or be developing nuclear weapons now. Mr. Chair, the full and effective implementation of the NPT is the responsibility of all states' parties. We must devote our attention to effective policies and practical measures and tools that will enable us to make further progress. It's vital that all state parties cooperate fully with the IAEA in implementing their safeguards obligations. The IAEA Comprehensive Safeguards Agreements and the Additional Protocol constitute the verification standard. Norway urges all states to bring the Additional Protocol into force. We also call on all states to sign and ratify the CTBT, in particular the remaining Annex II states that are needed for the treaty to enter into force. It is an essential instrument as it limits both horizontal and vertical nuclear proliferation. A treaty banning the production of fissile materials for use in nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices would be another important non-proliferation instrument. We call for the early commencement and conclusion of negotiations on a non-discriminatory and effectively verifiable fissile material cutoff treaty. Effective export controls are an integral part of the global nuclear non-proliferation regime. Adequate domestic legislation is essential. We strongly encourage states to adhere to the export control guidelines of the Zanger Committee and the Nuclear Suppliers Group. Reducing the role of nuclear weapons in international affairs would be key in a sustainable non-proliferation regime. Another key avenue is the establishment of nuclear weapon-free zones, freely agreed to by the countries concerned. In addition, the legitimate interest of non-nuclear weapon states in achieving legally binding negative security assurances has been recognized in outcome documents of the NPT. Mr. Chair, the issue of nuclear security runs in parallel to the issue of nuclear non-proliferation. Instruments in the two areas are often mutually reinforcing. Norway attaches great importance to UN Security Council Resolution 1540. We call for the full universalization of the 2005 amendment to the Convention on Physical Protection of Nuclear Material, the Convention for the Suppression of Acts of Nuclear Terrorism, as well as relevant guidelines and politically binding instruments. The IAEA plays a crucial role in coordinating nuclear security efforts internationally. We call on all states to ensure adequate funding for the IAEA's activities in this field. The large amounts of highly enriched uranium still in use in civilian nuclear facilities poses a significant proliferation and security risk. Norway actively supports international efforts to develop sustainable, low-enriched uranium alternatives. We also support the work to convert facilities for the use of LEU fuel and to coordinate efforts in this field internationally. A third international symposium on HEU minimization in the civilian sector will be held in June in Oslo on the 5th to 7th of June in cooperation with the IAEA. This event will provide an opportunity for closer dialogue on outstanding technical, economic, and political questions with a view to moving forwards on the transition from HEU to LEU. Finally, I encourage member states to sign up to the IAEA Information Circular 912 and its reporting mechanism. I thank you.
I thank distinguished